A poem in four parts by Mario Petrucci, dedicated to the European Space Agency's Rosetta mission and the first ever landing of a robot probe, Philae, on a comet in November 2014. Philae. 1. It's something like launching a London pea from a military shooter into stratosphere to a chosen New York apartment to lance the half-open window, clear the curtains and impale itself on the needle's point just fallen from a seamstress's lap. It's like something like that. 2. How does it seem? A black lion, with mane aberrant, exaggerant, one paw lifted horse-like at a whip-cracking onrush of space? Or a hip, grey with geological age, clawed from shale under melted glacier? Or a primitive carving hewn from blackness, stale with soot, consumed to a stumpen head, neck, skewed shoulders, all that grain of space wood showing. 3. It's like Rosetta, a scrunched up slab of stain and ice finding first language. It's blackened papyrus wrapping a log to take this hieroglyph of human expansion. The childlike scrawl of an inkless biro, of a screw-tipped leg. 4. This comet will grow a tail, for even ice and soot, especially soot with ice, evolve. This comet will become animal, a silent roar of light smeared through the ether. Or is it a dog, a backwards god, black on its gravitational leash? This comet will erupt with jets as it nears the sun, shed dust and vapour, incandesce, sprung to life again, as were we in each futility of warmth. This comet is a cipher to remind us we are forever centred on stars. This comet, a scale of the fish that almost got away, something to land on, a splinter of moon with no dark side, a strong arm handlessly bent to bulge a bicep of ice, to win us over, to woo us, or hide a fist. This comet belongs to Russia, belongs to America, belongs to Europa, belonging to everybody, to nobody. Comet. Met by Philae, first bird ever to fly over you, that silver fish to tickle you in the telescope, unapproachable, approachable. You comet, a child materially named before you were born, as though an island yet to be made by the emptinesses bubbling up and over of intense cold. Or an island, uncertain on its map, so completely failing to exist, it brings multiple sightings. Or two islands, fused in an ocean of nothing, through a neck of something in rising waters. Or a relocation of our upward gaze, of our downward nature, in a swelling ocean of darkness. This comet, soft Gaia flung herself out to, through her half-bald apes, that metal tip on an invisible tentacle of organic imagination. We send you, Philae, our shimmering, dismembering male god of sun, our gleaning, cohering goddess of grains, ra-ra sun, ma-ma moon, aggregating self from nothing, erupting into nothing. We send you this metallic tongue, almost as cold as you are, to lick your stub of pencil, taste your chemicals. We send you our sperm of instruments, our complex speck of pollen to touch down on your lone stamen. Phyle, that calls to us in blips and squeaks, calling us back, calling itself Phyle, or something like love.